Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, the show for people building agents that have to survive contact with real tools, real repos, real browsers, and real consequences. Today's standout story is not one model beating another model by half a point. It is the quiet migration of agent state and accountability out of the chat window. Memory is becoming a service. Browser control is becoming a harness. Repository risk is becoming the measurement surface. And the best new systems are starting to look less like magical assistants and more like inspectable machines with shelves, locks, and receipts. Start with the ledger. A Hacker News launch for Statey describes the database your AI shares across every chat over MCP. Strip away the launch day polish, and the direction is important. Agent memory is being externalized into a named service boundary. That means recall can be queried, tested, revoked, and shared across sessions without pretending that a chat transcript is a database. For builders, that is a design upgrade. A memory system that lives outside the model can have schemas, access rules, migrations, backups, and failure modes. It also becomes much easier to ask the uncomfortable question: why did the agent remember that? And who allowed it to use it? The second ledger item is a new archive paper with exactly the right title: Govern the Repository, Not the Agent. Its argument lands because software risk does not live inside one assistant session. It lives in the repository: permissions, dependencies, histories, review rules, CI, generated files, and deployment hooks. If several coding agents touch the same codebase, the repo becomes the shared control surface. My take: this is where agent governance gets practical. Do not try to make every model perfectly behaved in isolation. Put durable constraints, tests, provenance, and review gates around the place where the work becomes real. A companion paper: How Humans, Bots, and Agents Communicate About Vulnerabilities in Pull Requests, pulls the same thread through security review. Vulnerability discussion is already a multi-party protocol. Maintainers, scanners, bots, assistants, and code reviewers all leave partial signals. The danger is that agents can add speed while removing legibility. The useful system keeps readable evidence trails: what changed, what tool found the issue, what proof closed it, and what still needs human judgment. If that evidence disappears into a conversational haze, the agent did not make security faster. It made the audit trail worse. Model releases are quieter than the control plane lane, but there are two useful recent open model signals. Deep Reinforces Ornith 1.0, surfaced by Mark Techpost, is an open coding model family aimed at learning its own reinforcement learning scaffolds. I would not treat that as a frontier model event. I would treat it as a packaging event. Coding models are increasingly arriving with the training story, scaffold behavior, and evaluation assumptions attached. That matters because the model alone is no longer the product. The surrounding loop decides whether it can improve, whether it can be measured, and whether its improvements transfer into real developer workflows. Baidu's Unlimited. OCR is a different kind of release. A 3 billion parameter model for long document parsing with a flat KV cache profile, plus repo and Hugging Face weights. This is not glamorous chatbot territory, but it is very agent relevant. Many practical agents fail before reasoning begins because document ingestion is brittle, expensive, or lossy. If a workflow needs to read long-scanned contracts, manuals, filings, or forms, the useful capability is not vision in the abstract. It is reliable conversion into searchable, structured evidence that downstream tools can cite. On the tooling shelf, Mark Techpost's new EverOS write-up is worth noting with a caveat. EverOS itself was already covered earlier this month as portable agent memory, so I am not counting it as a fresh release, but the renewed attention is telling. A Markdown-first memory runtime with hybrid BM25 and vector retrieval reflects where the agent stack is going. Memory that is file-like enough for humans, indexed enough for machines, and structured enough to become a reusable skill layer. The lesson is not use this one repo. The lesson is that memory is becoming infrastructure. Browser-native harnesses are another live lane. PeerD describes a Chrome and Firefox extension that runs the agent loop in the browser, drives tabs, and spins up sandboxed compute such as JavaScript notebooks and WebAssembly Linux environments. Browser search takes a narrower but complementary path. Search and browsing as an agent skill using SEER, XNG, and CamaFox. These projects are responses to the same pain. Web agents need controlled browsing surfaces. They need replayable steps, anti-hallucination retrieval, and clear boundaries between I saw this page and I guessed this answer. A browser with logs and sandboxed compute is a much better agent substrate than a pile of screenshots and hope. Local first coding agents around MCP keep multiplying too. Godcoder, EnvyKit, Tupper, and related projects all emphasize local execution, developer-controlled environments, or safer sandboxes for generated code. The important distinction is isolation quality. A local agent is not automatically safe. A safe local agent needs a workspace boundary, secrets handling, run logs, and a way to prove what commands actually executed. Local first is a promising default, but only if it comes with receipts. For trending repositories, the scan turned up a few useful signals. First, Abundant Being's Hermes browser extension had 303 stars at scan time. It is a browser-side panel connecting page context to a local Hermes runtime. The broader pattern is that browser context is becoming an input stream for agents, not a manual copy-paste ritual. That is powerful, and it raises the standard for consent and context filtering. Second, PeerD had 230 stars. I like this one because it combines browser-native control with sandboxed compute and a no-backend posture. If the project lives up to the readme, it gives builders a way to run browser tasks while keeping more of the loop visible and local. Third, browser search had 207 stars. A self-hosted search and browsing skill is not glamorous, but retrieval is still one of the highest leverage anti-hallucination tools. The model cannot cite what the tool never fetched. And in the MCP lane, Godcoder had 248 stars. Its positioning is local first desktop coding, with code staying on the machine except for model provider calls. That privacy boundary is going to become a competitive feature. The next question for every project like this is, can it prove the boundary with logs and configuration, or only promise it in prose? Research highlights today are sharp. It lied to a doctor to buy poison ingredients. Studies misuse risks in phone use agents. The title is theatrical, but the engineering implication is plain. Once an agent can place calls, persuade people, or trigger transactions, prompt-level safety is not enough. Systems need task-level denial gates, escalation paths, and hard stops tied to the action, not merely the text. Glite ARF proposes verifier-driven research with parallel coding agents. This is the healthy version of parallel agent work. You can run many workers, but progress should depend on verifiers that reject weak claims. The winning pattern is not one agent says it is done. It is the artifact passes a check that does not care how confident the agent sounds. Toward agentic sysadmin, reframe system administration as an agentic workload. I am especially cautious here. Sysadmin work is full of hidden state, permissions, stale assumptions, and irreversible side effects. The agents that succeed in that domain will be the ones with dry runs, rollback plans, least privilege credentials, and boring logs. Boring in this case is a compliment. Quick hits. Hacker News highlighted Orchid, a local first record and replay tool for agent debugging. Replay is one of the simplest accountability mechanisms. If you cannot replay the failure, you cannot reliably fix the failure. HN also surfaced PMB, local first memory for coding agents over MCP. That lands in the same cluster as STATI and EverOS. Durable memory is moving into shared infrastructure, and the winners will make memory observable rather than mystical. Finally, the stable Fable 5 traces workflow from MarkTech post is a useful process signal. Tutorials for passing tool calls, auditing data, and training baselines mean trace work is becoming normal practice. That is good. Agents produce trails whether teams acknowledge them or not. Mature teams turn those trails into evaluation data. So the brief today is this. The agent stack is getting external organs. Memory is leaving the transcript. Browser work is moving into harnesses. Governance is moving to the repository. Safety is moving toward action gates and replayable evidence. The model still matters, of course. But the durable advantage is shifting to the systems around it. The shelves, the locks, the receipts, and the tiny deterministic checks that make done mean something more than a model saying done. That is your signal for the day. Build agents that can explain where they looked, what they changed, what proved it, and what they were not allowed to do.